Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesarino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of November 9th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right, News AF. And we are here and ready to go. We had a little snafu that I tried to start the show and played the Danny Boltal song for the first time in how many episodes of this podcast? But 300 episodes, something like
at
that.
Least,
never
at
done
least.
That before. Never done that before.
Yeah,
a historic day.
Really historic. Really showing your age there.
I know,
Rob.
I know. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Yeah. I've lost a couple of miles off the fastball. But all right, here with a man who is not losing it. He is pickleball's top influencer. America's dad, and he never skips the credits of Succession.
Never.
It's Tyson Apostle. Whoop whoop!
I'm glad you read my tweets, Rob, and favorite most of them. And yeah, I'm happy to be here, and I'm still pickleball's number one influencer. And
are you being threatened at all by any up and comers?
I don't think so, because I think anybody who wants to influence in pickleball isn't as good at pickleball as I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. Plus, I have a ton of gigantic secret projects coming.
You always
down the
have
pipeline.
Secret projects.
Dude,
always.
So many. And it's going to make you so jealous, Danny, when you hear and see all of them.
You've cloned yourself.
I wish.
That's
but
cool.
Yeah. So I'm here. I'm still the top influencer. And the gap is getting bigger. Between number one and two. Like, I am setting myself apart.
I just read that.
Yeah. Doc Snows in the chat. So, Danny, number two is still kind of a rat race. You could get it, but number one is pretty much a lock.
You've locked it down.
So, nice. Here we are with a man who is an adventure seeker, a cynic.
Yeah, definitely.
And our friend.
Yes,
Danny Bryson, 100%. Vascular D.
VD.
It's good to be here. Although I'm a little disturbed. When I breathe out of my nose, it bounces off the microphone back into my face.
Yeah. You think you're going
to
get
COVID? No one wants to be breathed on.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't smell bad. It's just disturbing getting breath on you.
But if you're going to get breathed on, wouldn't you rather it be from yourself?
Yeah, but it's unsettling. Still don't like it.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a pleasant breeze cooling down my face.
Okay.
It's like a repulsive wind.
Repulsive wind.
Yeah. Out of my nose, a wind of my own making. No wind that comes out of the body is a good wind.
So it's not like a breeze. It's more like a wind.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Feeling it. And then I'm like, should I even be breathing out of my nose when I'm have a microphone this close?
Yeah. I don't breathe the whole time. I hold my breath almost the entire time here.
Yeah, it kind of short circuits me. I don't know what to do now. Like, I'm holding my breath as I'm talking, kind of. And then it's just, I gotta find my rhythm, flow.
Yeah, I would say, Danny, to stop maybe focusing on your breathing and just let it happen naturally.
Yeah, breathing is kind of crazy. It's the one thing you do and do not control. And the minute you think about it, you start to slowly suffocate yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. Just let it happen.
Danny, I wanted to check in with you on a story. I didn't end up pulling this for News AF, but I know that you've had a lot of strong takes, pro-billionaire takes recently on the podcast.
Danny is famously pro-billionaire. he never tires of pronouncing his love for the billionaires at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Danny looks at what the billionaires have accomplished and saying, hey, we need some of these things. So
we need more billionaires.
Especially, he's been very pro Jeff Bezos on the podcast.
Oh. Dude, he loves Jeff Bezos.
I don't love, I know you guys are tormenting me intentionally. because you know I don't love Jeff Bezos. What I do admire about him is his story of success. Yes. I like the success story, okay?
So, all right, the success story, though, has run into a little bit of a roadblock. Have you followed the news this week about Jeff Bezos and his new girlfriend ran into Leonardo DiCaprio this week?
I saw that.
Yeah, a lot of people were feeling like that Leonardo DiCaprio, call him Mr. Steal Your Girl, because here is Leo, and then it's almost like the distracted boyfriend meme. Here's Jeff Bezos' girlfriend.
I saw that. And then here's
Jeff Bezos. She's like, hey, Leo.
Yeah, her eyes, I wondered about that. The expression on her face was way too dramatic. Mm-hmm. It felt like she was overdoing it. She sees celebrities all the time. Also, she should know that Leo only dates women half his age.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I saw something that said he's never dated someone older than 23.
Yeah.
So if you're Jeff, you don't have to worry at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lauren Sanchez is like 46 or something.
Wow. You know her name. Yeah.
And also, to his credit, lots and lots of women look at Leonardo DiCaprio that way. So he's unfazed. He's not like trying to steal everyone's girl because he's just not.
So
he's a big pickleball player, but he's not the number one pickleball.
I didn't even know this.
Oh, yes. Tyson, Leo, is he really?
Yes, huge.
Dude, you are huge. In danger. With a snap of a finger, he could become the number one influencer, no problem.
Yeah. I think I could beat him at pickleball.
That doesn't matter. Leo would trump you. Yeah. As the number one, he would stomp you into the ground.
The title of number one influencer is Bezos' girlfriend. And then that Leo is Leo. And Tyson might be Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Tyson, I had no idea that you were so close to being knocked off of the number one spot.
There are so many super celebrities that love pickleball.
Wow.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And you don't feel threatened by that?
Not at all. Because you know what? I'm an alpha, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Danny, you can't live your whole life in fear.
You don't think Leo's an alpha?
Yeah. The only Leo Tyson is worried about is that lion that's behind him.
Yeah. And for its well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson, you should be sweating. You should be glad. He probably doesn't have much of a social, network or whatever, Instagram presence, guessing.
Yeah,
so that's the only thing holding him back.
I bet if he joined Instagram today, he would have a bigger following.
In 5 minutes, he'd have a bigger following than you.
Danny, so then did you see then Jeff Bezos made a post responding to this? Did you see this, Danny?
I think I did.
Okay. All right. So here you go. Here is a post.
Wait, I want to guess what he said.
Okay. You go. All right. You don't look. Close your eyes.
Oh, I saw this picture. Yeah.
This is what he said. He said, I should have worn my fucking cowboy hat.
Nope. I should have worn shorter shorts. Look at that. Scroll down a little
Jeff
bit.
Jeff Bezos tweeted, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something at Leo DiCaprio. And he's like, in the jungle with no shirt on with a sign that says danger, steep cliff, fatal drop. What, Danny, what is he saying?
Sounds to me like
he's going to throw Leo off a cliff.
Murder an American treasure.
That's true.
What is going on? Why is this happening?
Why not send him into space and then have a accident?
I don't think you can. Yeah, here's the problem. Now that Jeff Bezos has threatened to murder Leonardo DiCaprio, if anything ever happens to Leonardo DiCaprio,
we know where to go.
We know who suspect number one is, right?
Yeah.
Bezos on the cliff with his hands.
So do you think that now is the time for Elon Musk and Bill Gates to murder Leonardo DiCaprio?
Leo.
Bezos. It's like a twofer. Right?
I guess. But we'd lose Leo. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah. By the way, is this picture
but a movie every 5 years? Come on, Leo. You got to do better than that for us.
No, that's smart.
Is this picture of Jeff Bezos in the Amazon? Not Amazon.com? Like, where is he?
He part of his new strategy is he's bought the entire Amazon just to align with his website. Or he's suing the Amazon for
name infringement. Yeah.
By the way, did you guys see who Jeff had invited to ride the spaceship before?
Oh, you're on a first name basis with him now?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Hanks, right?
Tom, we had put up Tom Hanks as one of our top three alternatives for Elon to bust Bezos Shatner move.
Yeah.
Okay. But
Tom Hanks, and this is what's weird, is Tom Hanks wouldn't pay the $20-something million to do it, which made me wonder, did William Shatner have to pay? I hope not.
Oh, I hope so. That would make it even sweeter, dude.
That would really irritate me. Then it takes that cool move.
Well, why did Shatner get to go for free and Tom Hanks has to pay $20 million?
Yes, that was the other thing that it made me wonder.
Is there a senior discount?
Dude.
Super
that
senior?
That is such garbage. It's like me being like, hey, Rob, I'm inviting you to dinner. Okay. P.S. You're paying for you and part of me because I'm profiting.
I would still say yes.
The giant jerk move, though, is to have them do it and then say, oh, by the way, you owe me $28.
That's true. Yeah.
Send them an invoice.
Yeah. Hey, did you like that? Was that fun for you? All right. Well, you'll be in touch with my accountant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bill is in the mail.
Yeah. All right. Bezos is all over the place.
You've got mail. It's a
not
bill.
For good stuff.
Man.
I don't know.
I feel like 20 million. So Bezos, that's really essentially like, hey, Danny, I was at the store. I saw this cool thing. Here it is. Oh, and it was $60. So can you just.
Well, here's the thing is that the Russians were sending people to space for 20 million, but you at least went to the space station and spent a couple days.
I'd prefer that.
Going 60 miles above the Earth for 20 something million dollars is not worth it at all.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you got to go to the space station for a couple days.
Cool.
Yeah.
Would you figure out a way to get travel constipation so that you wouldn't have to poop up there at all? Or is pooping up there part of the experience?
Astronauts used to do that if they had short terms in space. And they wore diapers just recently on their splashdown yesterday to Earth because the toilet was broken. But I think that pooping in space would be part of the experience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I'd try to go poo once. I'd do the wiener vacuum for some pee.
Whoa.
And then I'm guessing that's what they have. And then the
wait,
whatever.
So you're just guessing that they have a wiener vacuum for the pee?
Yeah, I've read how they collect pee, but I don't know. I can't recall exactly what the system is. So I'm just going to call it the wiener vacuum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a automatic cow milker.
You could practice at your own house with your own vacuum before you actually got to go into space.
Is that what they suggest Shatner does?
Make sure it's a wet vac first.
Okay.
Go buy one of those cheap $40 shop vacs and just get well versed in pooping into a vacuum and pee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean,
we talked about the Roomba. The Roomba will steer clear. The Roomba will avoid waste.
You won't be able to do that. Yeah. Like anytime you're like, okay, I'll try and practice with my Roomba. It's not going to let you.
Did you guys see that cool Roomba advertisement in Japan, the 3D one?
No.
Guys, we could leap from one thing to another. But if you get a chance to look at it, it's pretty slick. It's 3D. You know how you can make 3D with the lines? People do them on their Instagram sometimes, like the two lions, and it looks like the person's reaching out. So it's similar to that. It doesn't require glasses, but it's actually pretty cool.
Okay.
I think it's a Roomba commercial. It has a cat. Okay. And anyway.
Okay.
Sounds like you don't know a lot about what that commercial.
Well, it's not a commercial. It's just a billboard. It's a 3D billboard. Mm-hmm. I want to say in Tokyo, and it looks pretty rad. And it's a Roomba.
Okay. Well, next guy's trip.
All right. Let's go check it out. All right. Maybe we might want to consider Cobb County, Georgia for our next guy's trip, maybe, because a judge there just talked about banning Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, if you read his verdict, he gives a very detailed story as to why he's banning it. He mentions three young children, with one being accused of murdering the Elf on the Shelf and destroying his magic, which made me wonder if this is the judge doing it for personal reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Well, it's almost time for that effort to show back up, the Elf on a Shelf.
We do Elf on a Shelf here. Mm-hmm.
So do we.
Yeah.
I don't like it personally. Nope. I don't like lying to the kids that there's a magic thing in our house. Mm-hmm. I think that's a bit of a stretch. Santa mm-hmm. Claus, for me, mm-hmm. is like the line. Like, Santa Claus, great, sure. Yeah, Santa Claus is coming with toys. He's getting the credit for all the toys I'm mm-hmm. buying, mm-hmm. but whatever. But the Elf on the Shelf continually being like, don't touch it. It'll lose its magic. Don't. Oh, where is it now? I like the fact that they're like, have to run around the house and find it.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a way to be like, hey, mom and dad are hiding it every night after you go to sleep. And that's fine.
What if this is some kind of long con? Like mm-hmm. some guy's going to dress up and rob like the Federal Reserve, but a generation of children raised on Elf of the Shelf won't arrest him or touch him or get near him. It's like the perfect cycle.
He's going to be dressed as the Elf on the Shelf?
Because he's dressed as Elf on the Shelf.
Like, legit, don't touch him. Nobody touch him.
Nobody touch him.
Nobody touch him.
He'll destroy the magic of Christmas.
Lose his magic.
And this is just like brainwashing enough of a generation to get away mm-hmm. with that crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is a real long con for the
real long. This yeah. guy's playing it. He's playing it close to the chest and for a long time. I hate having to move its position every night at mm-hmm. 11 as I'm laying in bed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to move that elf on a shelf. That's the worst part. Mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. care about the lying. It's a noble lie.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. I did to control the children. Okay. To manipulate them through the holiday seasons to get them to be happy when they want to be sad.
No greater cause than this.
Seriously, for my sanity. So it gives me a little bit of power for a month. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just hate moving it at 11 p.m. when I'm comfortable in bed. That to me.
Really? About at like 4 a.m. when you're like, oh shit, and have to jump out of bed.
Yeah, that does happen.
Scramble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife is the big pusher of the Elf on a Shelf, and then she's also the big forgetter of moving the Elf on a Shelf, and then you know, sort of says, "Oh, go take care of it."
I feel like the people who want things really bad don't want to take care of those things. Mm-hmm, that they then mm-hmm. like, kind of like this cat in this room next to me. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted the cat but me, but nobody takes care of that cat
mm-hmm. except for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I let it out most days.
There's a cat in a room right next to you.
Yeah.
It's just Can you see that?
I'm going to let it out when I'm done. I give my kids a chance to let it out in the mornings, but then they never do. And they wanted the cat so bad. And the Elf on the Shelf is the same thing. You know, Liz wants the Elf on the Shelf so bad. The kids mm-hmm. all want it, but it's always me. You know, I at least 50% or more have to go out and find a creative situation for the elf to be in.
Does the cat piss in your house?
In a litter box.
Okay. Will you show us the cat before the end of the episode?
No, like I don't right like getting near it. Me and the cat have an understanding.
You won't pick it up? You've never picked it up?
I would never pick it up.
Will it scratch you if you try?
No, I don't know. I've never picked it up. If it needs picking up, I call someone else over. I think
if you're going to try, you got to get it filmed, though.
I will never try. That was a condition of buying the cat. I don't ever have to touch the cat.
You never have to try to pick it up?
Yeah, I won't mm-hmm. pick that thing up. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let me give you the judge's order here. Judge Rob Leonard. And again, this is, you know, a little bit of like some judge humor. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Judges love humor.
Judges love humor. Okay. So the Superior Court of Cobb County, State of Georgia. Order banishing elves on shelves in Cobb County. The court finds the elf on the shelf. Hereinafter, elves represent a distraction to school students and a risk to the emotional health and well-being of Cobb's children. Inexplicably, elves sometimes move and don't move overnight. When the elves do not move, it leaves the children of tender years in states of extremely emotional distress.
Sure.
Have you had that? Have you had the day where it's like, we forgot to move it and the kids are asking a lot of questions. What did we do wrong?
Well, probably a lot of things, kids.
You didn't flush the toilet.
Is Cobb County where the Hazard Brothers live?
Oh, I don't know.
Cobb County sounds familiar.
I mean, Cobb County was a big location where...
Are you thinking of Cook County?
I don't know.
My favorite part is at the very end.
Yeah.
I've already talked about this. The undersigned recalls a horrific incident in his own home when three children were sent to school in tears, with one child being labeled as an elf murderer and accused of making the elf lose his magic.
Yeah.
The court has no doubt that day of education was lost to everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so this judge is like very concerned about the education of these youngsters, and feels like that the elf on a shelf is really distracting children from learning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think what you do in your home with the elf on the shelf is up to you. If you are a good parent, you'll figure out how to navigate that and make it fun for your children. Mm-hmm. Even if you're a bad parent, something you could probably figure out. In the schools, no, can't have an elf on the shelf in the school.
The judge also said, given the risks posed to our most valuable or most vulnerable children outlined above, coupled with COVID and supply chain issues, the court has no choice but to banish all elves on a shelf in Cobb County. So the supply chain, I guess, also.
So is that why? Is that maybe why they went after this in the first place? They were just making it seem official. But the fact of the matter is that elves on the shelves are scarce.
Yeah, he writes at the end, "I am a public servant and will take the heat for you. My gift to tired parents."
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he's giving them an out.
Like the judge's buddy is like, "Hey, like, look, I've been trying to get the elf on a shelf out of my house for years. Do you think you can issue a ruling?"
Or even like, they're just like, I'm trying to buy an elf on the shelf, but I can't find him anywhere. Is now the time to put our elves on the shelves on eBay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he sentenced the elf to death?
And you had to chop off its head like in front of your family?
Well, no, his friend like asked for help. And if it was a sitcom, he would take it too far and like sentence it to die.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this would be himself? Should we get a meeting with Netflix?
Yeah, quick. They'll take the
pitch.
The show
What's
on.
The pitch, Tyson?
The pitch is that it's a sitcom, a situational comedy, and everybody knows about Elf on the Shelf. And there's a tired parent who's sick and tired of placing the elf on the shelf because they're always forgetting, they're doing it wrong. The kids are taking the heat, they feel bad about it. So,
parents take the elf to court.
Yeah. They take the elf to court,
elf
to the judge.
Convicted.
Cease and desist. The judge sentences it to death. The parents feel guilty. Well, with the kid's help, they break out the elf and take him to the North Pole, where he reunites with Santa Claus and gets
and back. Comes to life, and it turns into like a magical.
Okay. I was going to go a different direction. Okay. Elf convicted, life
goes
in jail.
Prison.
Okay. We follow the elf to jail. Elf in
where
a cell.
He never moves ever. Because all the guys are doing bad things all night long in prison.
You wouldn't watch that? It's like, Red and Green is the New Black?
It's, yeah, it's kind of like that, except for I was thinking even like a more mature rating than...
Let's get Vin Diesel involved. I feel like he'd do well in this movie.
You think so? I was thinking it could be like OnlyFans first, like foray into like a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
like thinking dudes in almost nothing in prison, hanging out, shower scenes with the elf on the shelf, on the shelf, obviously.
Yeah. And there'd be a lot of hot guys, so yeah, there's a lot of different ways you could go.
Yeah. I'm in. Hey,
Elf in a Cell. I love it.
This is, yes. It sells itself.
Yes. This is like the Netflix holiday original.
What's it called?
Elf in a Cell.
Elf in a Cell. It doesn't rhyme.
It's close.
I like
it's
it. Close. It's close enough.
Okay. Can we workshop it for just a second?
Sure.
Elf in a Cell. Elf.
I've got nothing else. I like it. I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because the idea pops up early on in the process doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
Okay, fine. Elf on a cell. Elf in a cell.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see where we go from here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's talk a little bit about a late breaking story we got just sent to us. We love to get stories sent to us. People that know we're recording on Tuesdays. And we got a story sent to us today by Noah on Twitter. Wants to let us know about Arby's has entered the vodka game. Arby's.
We knew it was only a matter of time.
Arby's, of course, maker of, you know, in addition to many fine roast beef delicacies, curly fries as well. Check out some new 80 proof Arby's curly and crinkle fries flavored vodka.
They finally found something to do with all that excess grease. Mix it in.
Yeah. So you think it's vodka and grease? I don't even know if... strong alcohol and grease will not mix.
Look at the container. It does look like grease.
It does. But I think that's a sticker.
I know it's a sticker, but that's what I would imagine it looking like.
There's no way that grease and alcohol can mix. That's like trying to mix soap and oil.
It'll mix in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you got to shake it up and then chug it.
I have a hard time believing this. I'm going to do some side research.
Yeah. Who is this for?
Who's it for? It's
for
my dad. If my dad drank alcohol, it would be for my dad. French fry flavored drink.
Like, what is the drink you are making with Arby's vodka?
To eat Arby's, you have to consume the vodka beforehand.
I know what it is.
Then Arby's tastes better.
I know what it is.
What?
It is the drink you're making is the Arby's vodka mixed with the French dip juice of a French dip sandwich. And it's a holiday beverage, a nice savory holiday beverage.
Happy holidays.
Uh-huh.
All those old crooners would have loved to sip on this while telling women not to go out in the snow. Coming soon.
Au jus. Au jus, I think, is the AUJUS. Au jus.
It won't tell me how much. But I'm on the website, arbysvodka.com. It's got a countdown. This is exciting, kind of like a rocket launch. 8 days, 23 hours, 16 minutes, and 18 seconds.
Who's making this? Pappy Von Winkle or whatever that whiskey brand is, or vodka brand? I don't even know all of them. Grey Goose?
Good question.
Not in the Grey Goose is not involved.
Distilled and bottled by Tattersall Distilling Company.
Yeah.
Tattersall.
It sounds like it's going to be $59.99.
Where'd you find the price?
On this article at the bottom, it says you can purchase the limited edition release for $59.99 on the official site. Arby's.
What's the official site? Arby's.com?
Arby's.
What do Arby's competitors come out with in terms of alcoholic drinks to compete with this?
I think we got...
Well, who are Arby's competitors? Can we
probably
nail
fast
that
food, but I mean, nobody makes a roast
Dairy
beef
Queen?
Sandwich. Burger King.
Yeah, I'd put those three kind of together. I'd say Burger King's a little bit above Arby's.
Skippers.
Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Those are Carl's Arby's Jr. competitors.
Yeah.
The Hardee's hard seltzer.
Yeah, McDonald's Moonshine.
Seltzer. Interesting.
Wendy's Frosty Vodka. Gin. I'm just reading all these from the chat. Subway. Does Subway have something?
Yeah. I feel like that maybe is there some sort of like barbecue, onion ring type like whiskey. Like I feel like that there's something
Subway
there
fake
in terms
tuna
of like
whiskey.
I think gin is
fake
more
tuna,
of a fake
gin.
Tuna.
you know, working with a celebrity together, like a, you know, George Clooney's got his own alcohol thing, and it seems to be the cool thing now. So work with a celebrity and automatically your product is that much better than
Jack in the Box.
What about Leo?
Yeah, work with Leo to come up with a bathtub gin.
No, he's, I mean, his life is going to expire soon if Bezos has anything to do with it. So I don't know if you really necessarily want to get in bed with Leo right
Leo
now.
While Bezos is up there.
I mean, Bezos' girlfriend.
That's
does.
True. But allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Big social media campaign. You can follow Arby's Vodka on Instagram.
I don't know what you have to gain from following them. Like, what do you get from following Arby's? What does Arby's have White to offer
Castle.
On Instagram?
White Castle and Whataburger.
We have the meats, Danny.
And I from the meats, you get the meat sweats.
Oh, the meat sweats are real. Meat sweats are real. Yeah, I've read that the meat sweats are real.
Paul in the chat says, have you ever had someone them? Who will look at you like Jeff Bezos' girlfriend looks at other men?
Yeah. This is cute. I went on Arby's Twitter. It says, we have the tweets.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah. It rhymes.
Not the meats, so the tweets.
Have the meats on Twitter.
I think Wendy's is infamous for having the tweets in the fast food game.
I'd rather have the meat.
Than the tweet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What meat?
I can't eat a tweet.
Can you eat a meat?
Have you ever had the tweet
sweats? No, but I bet tons of people have.
Yeah,
right,
I probably
send
do.
Out that tweet.
Mm-hmm. Or you're just I got to come up with something. It's time to come up with something. I'll put it out. Two likes.
I think the tweet sweats are more when you 60,000
followers and only two likes. I'm sweating over here. There's that, or there is like Rob puts out something, gets on a plane, flies to South Africa, gets off the plane, has gone viral
for all the wrong reasons.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Apparently I've been canceled. Yes. I have the tweet sweats.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So be on the lookout this holiday season for the Arby's curly fry vodka in your spirit. The vodka can be made with a potato. So it's a perfect time to talk about Doug the Ugly Spud, which is a potato which is attempting to go for the world's record for world's biggest potato.
Oh, I thought it was
going to
be the world's ugliest potato.
It is pretty ugly if you see the picture of it.
I think after a hideously ugly potato.
Couple fifths of Arby's vodka, that potato is probably looking pretty sexy.
By the way,
I believe this guy
is going to be turning this potato into vodka, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. That Arby's,
they really should.
It's better to buy the competition than compete, right?
Yes. Okay. This is
a
hideously
ugly potato.
Get
that off of my screen. My eyes.
You could never unsee that.
What it looks like is let's say you went to Outback Steakhouse and they bring out their rye bread or whatever that is, that brown colored bread, but it's all deformed.
Yeah. I felt like it looked, you know, when you find pieces of wood washed up on the shore, that's kind of what
like driftwood, like a big old knotted piece of driftwood.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, like, let's say that there was a spooky Halloween witch whose shoes were 10 sizes too small, but she just let her feet just sit in those shoes for decades only to pull out her foot.
This is what they take out of a woman in one of those stories. Woman thought she was pregnant. Turns
out it was
out,
a big poop.
Giant growth.
Oh, I thought
those stories are always I'm always seeing that
for world record turd. Tom Brady breaks another record by creating the world's giantest BM.
15 bricks right there.
Also named Doug. Okay. There it is. That's the ugliest potato, Doug. Its owner, Donna, drags it around in a wagon. They put a hat on it.
I can't tell how
Facebook.
Big it is.
It has a picture of her holding it.
Okay.
Can we see
that? Hairy. Yeah. Looks like it has hair almost.
Yeah. A potato that size is going to have heads.
Anything that unnatural has
hair. Oh my gosh. That is huge. It's almost the size of her entire abdomen.
It's her torso.
Yeah, it's like a giant turkey.
I bet it's not delicious. You know how like you let fruits and vegetables grow too long. You're like, it's giant. And then you open it up. It's like, oh yeah, they're not supposed to grow this long.
That wagon is stupid. Completely mm-hmm. unnecessary. They built
Mm-hmm. And they did some trick photography, because if you go to the wagon shot,
it's tiny.
It's not that big of a potato.
You think they shot this with like a fisheye lens, or the woman?
Yeah, normally if you want something to look big, you stand way behind it, but have your hand touching it just barely, and it mm-hmm. looks monstrous.
But it doesn't look like she's pushing the potato towards the camera, so that's where I'm at a loss right now. But I think that is somehow not correct.
By the way, this third picture is disturbing. It's almost threatening. They've got the potato, and then they've laid a potato peeler on it, as if they're sending a message to the potato.
To all the potatoes. You're going to wage war on the potatoes. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually a safe war compared to like waging war on robots or aliens. This is like potatoes. Are they going to fight back? Maybe in the form of vodka, but it will be a slow
death. Yeah, it's not like the octopus is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's been a little bit of a problem as they've taken the giant potato on tour. You know, they've done this big media blitz of the world's biggest potato. Doug's tour is taking its toll with the Titanic tater slowly drying out and beginning to form gross. Some molds. He's getting a bit pun-y.
No, they needed to put him in a cryogenic state. What they should have done, and they're doofuses for not.
Yeah.
Is they should have gone on the media blitz and then put the potato up on eBay immediately.
Or, like you said, froze it in time. Like, I guess, you know, like some dictator. And
I mean, you could freeze it in time, but you still need to get it sold.
Yeah.
Well, a distillery wants it. There's a distillery that wants to turn it into vodka.
Yeah, they want to turn it into vodka. Yeah. Also interested in the Titanic tater, Lauren Sanchez.
Who's Lauren Sanchez?
Post that on Leo's head.
Oh, that girl. Perfect. She's, is that for courting purposes, or she just is interested? Unclear.
Unclear.
Jeff Bezos is going to come from back from one of his hikes in the Amazon and catch them in bed together, her and the potato.
Why is that so funny that he goes hiking at the Amazon?
With no shirt on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So that's the world's giant, most giant tater. They're done. Yeah.
Don't give it a name. Then it makes it harder to peel it.
Yeah. You won't get rid of it once you name it. Okay. Danny, I was hoping that you could help us understand a local story about a father-son afternoon gone wrong.
Yeah, because Danny's had a lot of father-sons gone wrong. First with his own dad and him as the son, and now him as the father with his son.
Making all those same mistakes, and my kid brings back the wrong buffalo wing order.
I never wanted to be my dad. Well, nice try.
Yeah. So there was a man who was arrested for firing a gun at his dad because dad came home with the wrong order of chicken wings, according to local officials.
You know what's fascinating about this story is that this problem here, it started years ago, maybe decades ago. You know, like the kid expected way too much from his dad. The dad never taught him any kind of independence. Mm-hmm. And then finally it escalated to a shootout when the wrong chicken wing showed up. The fact that dad went out and got out and got those chicken wings, I mean, that should make anyone happy. But to pull the dad's own gun, it was the dad's gun, on him due to the fact that he got the wrong chicken wings, that's just being spoiled.
How do you get the wrong chicken wings? They get too spicy.
You know what? In a lot of cases, it probably wasn't even the dad's fault. You know, so much can go wrong between taking an order from a person and then giving that order to the restaurant that I felt like the son didn't give the dad time to explain himself. Went straight to the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, no one was injured.
I wanted mild, not... Mystique.
This happens, by the way, multiple times a year. I think that we come across either on our own or in this podcast with people becoming outraged by the wrong order. And it's just, I understand. Like, I fly into a rage every time I don't get Chick-fil-A sauce with my Chick-fil-A. I'm like, throw this away and go back. And yeah, it can really make you upset.
Yeah. But you would never, if your dad brought home the wrong Chick-fil-A sauce, you wouldn't fire.
Maybe
right?
A warning shot, just to motivate him to get back out there and get the right ones faster, like shoot it in the air. But no.
Yeah. So dad, when the son fired the gun, dad ducked. What is he? Neo from the Matrix?
He successfully dodged the bullet.
Yeah, he dodged the bullet and then ended up going into a neighbor's apartment where luckily it didn't hurt anybody. He got stuck in the dishwashing machine.
Reaction. Normally, I assume in these stories that alcohol was involved. The emotional amplifier. Because otherwise it makes no sense why you would take your dad's gun and shoot at him because the order came out wrong.
Yeah. Dad's kind of a badass because then dad was able to, take his son to the ground. And
is this Donnie the alligator wrestler? Afterwards, did he have a smoke?
Dude, there's he probably had a few wings. He's like, hey, maybe you don't like them. More for me.
Yeah.
Take them away. Do you think he
was
cops.
Eating them while the son was being arrested? So many people are so much braver than me. Like
licking the sauce off
charging
his fingers.
At someone who has a gun or wrestling an alligator to free a person whose arm's been trapped in its jaws. What motivation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe the dad knew his son wasn't going to be able to pull it off. Like, you want to take a poke at your old man? Come on, let's go. You don't have the guts. Come here. You don't even know what you're doing with that thing. Give me that gun.
When I was growing up, I once saw a father and a son, an older son, like maybe high school, maybe even young college age, in a full-on fist fight in their front yard.
By the way, this son was old. I think he was in his 30s.
And it was very exciting for the neighborhood kids to watch that fight. Yeah.
I mean, that is exciting.
Pretty excited about it. So, so whoever the neighbors were, I think like in these moments, like if you can get the gun set down and just be like, let's just handle this like men as they both rip their shirts off.
Let's just have some way these wings. I know they're not what you ordered.
I mean, meat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get the meat sweats.
together. Just like...
Okay. Well, if you get hot enough wings, you'll get the meat sweats.
I think if you eat enough wings, you'll get the meat sweats. One of the two.
Yeah, your body shuts down.
It's
ever closer.
That's typically how you get the meat sweats. You either eat a lot of meat, or you constantly are only eating meat, or you eat some really spicy meat. So those are the three ways. If you, for our listeners out there who want the meat sweats, spicy, every meal meat, or a lot of meat in one sitting.
Or
any other ways?
Or have a gun out in the open while you're eating meat with an angry son.
Okay.
That'll make you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Or just eat like an average amount of meat, but on a very hot day.
Is it meat sweats or is it just regular sweats?
It's like meat claustrophobia. A ton of meat on a hot day.
Oh my gosh.
It's too much for your body.
I know. It's like when I, in Arizona, like let's say you're in Arizona, you're out walking around, going to the mailbox. It's 119 degrees out there. The last thing you're thinking of is like, you know, it'd be good right now. Like,
a T-bone in my hand.
T-bone, some wings.
Uh-huh. T-bone in one hand, a ribeye in the other.
Yeah.
Tomahawk steak.
Some pork loin.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some au jus and vodka martinis.
Nothing like a savory drink.
Tyson, what time do you go to bed?
I go to bed. I try to be in bed by 10. Yeah.
By 10.
Because
okay,
I have to get up at 6:30 to 6:45 to get Bergen ready for school.
Yeah. Danny, are you a night owl?
I used to be too.
Have to get up very early for kids' school. So I go to bed around 10:30.
Okay. Well, you guys are in great shape because a new study reveals that adults should be strict with their sleep cycles because they found that going to bed between 10 and 11 lowers the risk of developing heart disease.
I still don't get enough sleep. Yeah. I need 10 hours a day to really feel.
10 hours a day.
9 or 10 hours.
Wow.
And I'm only getting like 6.5 to 7 or 8 maximum.
I don't believe this study.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's when you go to bed. I think it's the amount of sleep and I think it's at a regular schedule.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily be in bed by 10 to like be healthy. It's like get 8 hours of sleep in every day at a consistent rate. Don't like go to bed at 10 one night and at 2 one night and expect to like, I think create your schedule, stick to the schedule and a lot and enough time to wake up rested and youthful and exuberant and sexy.
Yeah. This is just one of many things that contribute or help with heart disease. So,
well, then list all of them, Danny, if you're going to just say that this is
like healthy eating, exercise.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably
stress.
Yeah. Reducing stress somehow. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things, genetics. I mean, going to bed at 10, if you can, great idea. Get in there, get in early. I've often heard that when you sleep is more important than how much you sleep.
What about where
I'm sure that plays a role too.
Wait, you said when you sleep is more important than how much you sleep?
I've read articles that say basically the same thing. It's more important to go to bed early than to get a lot of sleep, but go to bed later. That's the thing with these studies. There's so many and you can find any. I just saw a study 2-3 days ago that said the Mediterranean diet could kill you. And everybody like goes off on the Mediterranean diet and how healthy it is. And here's an article that says, oh, by the way, it might kill you.
Well, then listen to this.
Yeah, but that was funded by Arby's.
Right. No, suspicious. It came out right before their vodka came out.
Yeah. Listen to this. I went to MVPita yesterday for lunch and I'm not dead.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a restaurant.
Sounds like a disease.
MVPita. Yeah.
Greek restaurant?
Mediterranean restaurant.
Oh. Well, you will be. Sure. Like probably just cut off. Depending on how many hot dogs you've had. That's the thing is like to do the math is so complex.
Yeah.
You've got Arby's to subtract 4 hot dogs plus 5 Mediterranean diet plus 10 PM.
It's hot dog champion eating. If that were the case, these hot dog champions would be dead before they were born. If it took 35 minutes off your life, you know,
put it back on, like going to bed at 10.
I think that, get to bed at the same time every evening, get whatever time you need to sleep. I think there's people that don't need 8 hours of sleep, but I think most people need more than 6 hours of sleep, except for Elon Musk, who works 732 hours a week, supposedly.
The study says that people who went to sleep after midnight had a 25% higher chance of developing heart disease compared to people who went to sleep in the bedtime sweet spot of 10 p.m. to 10:59 p.m.
If you look over and you haven't gone to sleep and it's 2:40 in the morning, you're done.
You're dead. You'll be dead.
It. Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say if you look over and it's 10:59, you better fall asleep in the next 60 seconds.
Remember the article really you talked about last week, Rob? 2:40, I think, was cut off. You can't sleep after that. You might as well get up and get on with your day.
Just start your day.
Everyone in your house will appreciate the fact that you're petering around at 3 a.m.
So what if we go to bed by like 2 p.m.?
Too much pressure.
2 p.m. or 2 a.m.? Oh.
Then we're going to live for like, 235 years? Does that prolong our life to...
Well, then what time are you living for? Because
you've just missed the best part of the afternoon.
You're living for life, just longer life, just to break that record and then get to the end. And they're like, how did you live 120 years? It's like, I drank 17 Dr. Peppers a day, and then I slept 16 hours a day, whether I needed it or not.
You will fall asleep if you drink that much Dr. Pepper.
I had four hot dogs, a dark chocolate, and smoked a cigar every day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, you poked a hole in my plan, Rob. I got to go back to the drawing board, but I couldn't
eat more
hot dogs. You
didn't poke anything, Tyson. That could be your plan. That could be the ideal situation for you and your body. So that's the thing. Everybody's different. You go with that if that's what helps you live the longest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we got one other study for you this week.
With the asterisk, these are all survey people. Yes.
Survey people. Yes. A survey reveals that 52% of pet owners say they spend more on their pets than they do on themselves. And 2 in 5 say having a pet is more expensive than having children.
Someone needs to tell me, what are the expenses you're paying for a pet?
Yeah. Now, Tyson, do you have a pet in addition to children?
I have two. I have two desert tortoises in the backyard.
Okay. Does that count? Are those more expensive than children?
And I had a beta fish that almost lived 4 years long.
A beta fish.
Not an alpha, a beta. And it died a couple months ago, but it almost lived 4 years. Their life expectancy is 3. And got it.
He was going to bed early
and then... Arizona heat, I think it was a contributor to his untimely death, actually.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if these people who were interviewed, they're the kind of people who call their pets their children, and they've never had kids, because I could tell you right now that as children get older, they become exponentially more expensive.
It's crazy.
I cannot even fathom a pet costing more than all of my kids' dance lessons, piano lessons, ballet, gymnastics, all the driving to and from, not even to mention when they get a car, if they do get a car, not even to mention college or helping out at college. It's just, I think the people who are saying this is more expensive than a child can't even fathom that a child could be that expensive because they've never had one. That's the only way this makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny and Rob, I think you guys can both attest that when I was single, living by myself, I was living off like $10,000 a year. No problem. Easy peasy. And then I get married and I have kids. And now if I am not spending more than $200,000 a year to keep 4 people alive as opposed to 1, then I'm doing great, which is crazy that it's costing 20x what I, like a family of 4 costs 20x what I cost myself. So like,
Well, they say here, the average pet owner spends more than $4,500 on their pet's basic needs every year. That's like 4 months of health insurance. You know what I mean? For my kids and me. If my kid breaks an arm, that's the deductible. It's like, no, pets do not cost more than children. They're not even in the same category. Yeah.
That's right. I agree.
I will say that probably like a 17-year-old dog might be needing more in medical bills than a 17-year-old kid.
John in the chat also says, are pianos part of the, or pianos? Did I say pianos?
Yeah, you said pianos.
Horses.
Yeah,
pianos. Are horses part of the equation there? Because horses are expensive.
Horses are expensive. Now,
yeah, that's your point. That's getting closer just to keep them in a stable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's expensive.
And I also think that I have desert tortoises in the backyard. They graze on the grass, but they need more. They're small right now, but as they get to be 150 pounds, we might have to fork over some produce to them. Yeah. I've been told to go and become friends with the grocer. The grocer here, so that they will give me the expired produce to feed my tortoises.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, that's good. That was like what they did on Tiger King.
It's true.
This is going to go like a Walmart and get like the half price
pieces out of it for humans.
So I have to call shenanigans on this study, because the study was funded by MetLife as part of Pet Wellness Month. And then the punchline to the story is talking about how pet insurance can help offset many of the costs of owning a pet.
Throw this one in the trash. Way too influenced.
Pet insurance is a powerful resource for any pet parent to consider. By providing income protection in the event of accidental injury or illness, pet insurance helps pet parents consider the health of their furry friend and not just the cost of their care first.
And throw it out. Thanks a lot, Study Finds. You've been so reliable in the past. To think that you would mislead us like this makes me sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us away to your proper yes. bolt hole segment? All right, here we go. Here is Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
I had to go through a lot of stories that were, you know, in my wheelhouse. There's a story about mm-hmm. fusion, which I love.
Cold fusion or hot fusion?
The hottest kind possible.
Or are you talking about fusion?
We're talking a million degrees up there mm-hmm. in the state of Washington. They're doing real great work with fusion. And then I also found there was an object in space that people were wondering about. Turns out it was just part of a Chinese satellite.
What was it called?
It had a weird name, like an Apogee engine. And I guess that sometimes when you set up satellites, a separate thing pushes it into its orbit and then kind of drifts away. And that's kind of what they think it might be. So that was kind of a bummer. And then I saw this headline said, a nuclear powered shower. And that got me excited. I was like, oh, dude, that sounds cool. Yeah. That sounds
seems like a little
right. It has all these kind of things that it's perfect clickbait for me.
A nuclear powered shower.
Yes.
Oh wait, is this like when you have been like working on like the nuclear power facility?
And
you
didn't need to know.
Take, like, a radiation shower? It's just like if you want to be a superhero, this is the quickest way to do so.
Yeah. See how it kind of piques the interest just a little bit.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to see which direction this is going.
So I thought, well, what was weird in my mind? I thought they were talking about. Because the click itself said a nuclear shower, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't have powered in there. So I'm like, whoa, what's happening? Somewhere it's raining, I don't know, nuclear dust.
Man.
And then I clicked on it and it says a nuclear powered shower. And what it's about is in Siberia, a mm-hmm. great place to live. They have this barge out in the bay near this town. And on it is a tiny reactor. Mm-hmm. And everybody's hot water and internal heating for their housing comes from this reactor. So the hot water comes from the barge and from the cooling tanks of the reactor, and you shower with it. Okay. And that's all it was. So it was kind of cool, but also where I started was a nuclear shower, right? Mm-hmm. And to a nuclear powered shower mm-hmm. to what appears to be, you know, reactor cooling water that's been heated by using obviously fission, right? And then pumped through everybody's homes. But the one thing I found fascinating is I wondered if we did this experiment here in the US, would people shower with water that came from a nuclear reactor? Because everybody there in this tiny Russian town seemed resigned to, like, well, whatever. You know, like, it might have problems, but one woman said after 2 days, I was like, whatever happens, happens.
It's probably not the first choice.
No, and the other person said it was in the Lord's hands. And that once she made peace with God, she was fine with showering with the water from the reactor. And the mm-hmm. thing is, it's totally, mm-hmm. as far as we know, it's totally safe.
But do we know that?
Well, I said, as far as we know, mm-hmm. but just the thought of getting all of your internal heating and your hot water from a reactor, I think mm-hmm. a lot of people would find that uncomfortable.
They're putting all their chips in on the nuclear mm-hmm. reactor.
Yeah. And it's just sitting out there. Like, they have a picture of the barge just sitting out there on the water, which also seems weird that it's on a boat, which they claim is kind of like a safety measure. Right. Yeah. But to me, it just makes it vulnerable to all sorts of stuff. Anyway.
Like pirates?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even think of pirates. Uh-huh. But you're right. I mean, you put something on the water, automatically pirate bait right there. It's got a nuclear reactor on it. Pirates pirate down and take that in a second. You don't
put
even
it
know.
In a treasure chest and bury it on a deserted island. Yeah,
I'm the captain now. Right. Another, you know, Tom Hanks should. If I was an astronaut, I'd be glad he's not on my flight because there's things always go wrong.
That's
every
true.
Time
he's getting near this barge.
Yeah, we should do a movie with starring Tom Hanks where he just travels around the world and we build like something's going to happen to every vehicle he's on, but nothing ever does. And he ends up making it home around the world safely. So like he gets on a plane, there's lots of ominous music as he's like walking through the aisles. He goes into the bathroom. There's high turbulence.
But nothing
then,
happens.
Yeah. Then he lands, gets on a bus. Gets a seat on the bus. A very scary looking man. Trades positions with the driver as the driver
suspicious,
exits. Very suspicious. Yep. Drives, no problem, makes it to his destination, gets in a Lyft, which we all know is the most dangerous way to travel if you're getting some type of car ride. Uber is generally, I don't know safer? About safer, but I think I've had scarier situations in Lyfts than I have in Ubers. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I wonder, you know, we should get a survey going, study fines, and see if that's common. Like people feel more terrified in Lyfts than they do Ubers.
It's for sure. Real.
I'd be interested to see how many people would shower with reactor water on a study fines.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like Uber is a little bit more on the level. I feel like that Lyft is a little bit more of a free for all.
The free for all causes more danger.
Yeah. Even like the logo, the Uber looks logo, I feel like seems like very like professional, business like. Lyft is
But it might be more exciting. Like Lyft is like a roll of the dice. Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get. So if you're a real party person, you go with Lyft. Mm-hmm.
It looks like either the PR manager or somebody for Lyft is in our chat here because Donna said she feels better in a Lyft. I'm just assuming CEO, maybe even of Lyft. Yeah.
A lot of people are both though.
What about,
I do both. I do Uber first.
No. I mean, a lot of cars are both.
Yeah. And those ones are fine, but the Lyft only where they're like, I couldn't qualify to be an Uber driver.
Yeah. Uber checked them out. So
they had to go through the Uber hoops to become at least one.
Yes. How about Dion Branch Glove? What about this comment? Yeah, is this okay to put
sad,
up on the screen?
It's sad to think, but it's okay.
Dion Branch Glove says, I had a dream Danny died last night. I woke up very sad, and I hope he doesn't do something too
adventurous. Dion, if he does, I've already got his eulogy written out, so we're fine there in that capacity. If that's what you're worried about, is like Danny not getting
by
the
way, if I do die, we need you guys need to tap into this guy's potential dream power.
Oh, my God.
Don't let
gosh,
that go to
dude.
Waste.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Danny, just promise us this week you don't do anything too dangerous. So take an Uber if you have to go anywhere, not Lyft. Okay.
All right.
Sound good?
I can do that. I'll be safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you do die,
it's in God's hands.
Dion, get in touch with us. Give us all your contact info.
Get some Super Bowl. I bet he's more reliable than like the Super Bowl octopus or Buffalo or whatever it is that predicts the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Get him right on it. Put all your money in whatever he says.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. All right.
So.
Danny, no, that was else? It.
Nice.
Okay. Well done. What's coming up for you, Danny?
I won't touch that thing. I'll never touch it. And I won't touch anyone who's just touched the cat. So it goes a step beyond holding
for allergy purposes or because you're a germaphobe.
Just gross. Like my little girl wanted to give me a hug after holding a cat and I told her to get away.
I think that's going to be more damaging to her than an elf on the shelf not getting moved.
I said, go wash your hands. I'm just, you know, I have a lot of video, so much video that I constantly edit. That's actually what I spend most of my day doing. I like shooting the video, but I also like editing it. I'm doing gear reviews. I'm doing, I got 3 or 4 episodes I'm working on for Mediocre Amateur. So
cool.
I've got work.
Yeah. He's definitely got work.
Yeah.
got things to do. Don't know if I can call it work, but I do have stuff to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody's accusing you, Danny.
So it kind of like sounded like Tyson was hinting at that.
Do you even do
it? I already know what his life entails. I would never. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, he does stuff.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool stuff.
So yeah. Yeah. And then it's going to rain today. So hopefully I'll be able to ski tomorrow, the next day. So yeah, maybe we'll get in some skiing.
Cool. So in your friend's helicopter?
No, using my legs.
I haven't seen you on the chopper lately. You didn't get invited to Sadie Hawkins?
I didn't take me as his date. What a bummer. Dang.
Okay.
No, I haven't done much helicoptering. I think I might have to go in to get some refresher lessons, though, which are scary. I don't want to go in to get refresher lessons. Mm-hmm. But what's scarier, not knowing how to fly or going in to relearn how to fly? Both are terrifying, but so I might actually do that.
I don't have enough frame of reference to know if either of those is
worse. They're both very scary.
Okay.
So just know, be afraid.
Okay. Like if you were like, hey Tyson, you have to take helicopter lessons today, I'd be more bugged that I had to take lessons on something than that it was in a helicopter.
No, you'd find it. I'm doing something else. So I learned how to fly a helicopter last year. This year, I'm learning how to do something called trad climbing, which I've never done in my life.
Yeah.
And it's equally as terrifying and also somewhat not humiliating, but trad climbing is where you rock climb and you put those pieces in the rock so you don't have the bolts.
And you have to do it with your pants around your ankles, which is the... The part that Danny was saying was...
No, that's not what makes it humiliating or humbling. What makes it humbling is how little... Like, as a kid, you're open to not knowing things because there's lots of things you still don't know. But as an adult, you believe you know a lot when in reality you don't.
Okay.
So you go in to buy stuff like equipment and you put your ignorance and stupidity on full display, which as an adult is a very different experience than when you're a child. So starting anything new, like for example,
I think you have a lot of pride.
I do have a lot of pride. And so you go in there and you try to talk to someone about something you're excited to get into and you realize how stupid you are. It's good to go through that every once in a while because it humbles you and makes you realize that you're a moron, which everybody, it's a lesson, an annual lesson, a lesson everyone should learn.
So you think once a year, everybody should learn that they're stupid.
They should go try something new so they can relive that experience that was so common when they were young, but they forgot.
Keeps you grounded.
Because they just run the same routines and those routines create some kind of like, I don't know. They think they're completely perfect.
I have no issue going in and being like, hey, I'm about to try climbing Chad. Is that what it's called?
No, but that's close enough.
Trad.
Yeah, your willingness to just throw it out like that.
I don't care.
You probably don't care. But a lot of
climbing Chad this weekend, and I don't know anything about it. Whoa. So set me up. Get me what you got.
Well, and it's not just the humbling experience of having to go talk to someone and not know anything about the thing you're talking about. It's also the challenge of learning. Like, when was the last time you learned anything new? Maybe pickleball?
Okay, I'll tell you when I felt really humbled.
Okay.
Is when I went into one of those indoor surf waves, a flow, what are they called?
Yes,
flow rider.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I got on, I could stand up. I could wiggle the board a little bit. And then this dumpy looking 10-year-old kid wearing five finger shoe toe thingies goes out there doing like kick flips and spins and jumps and all this stuff. And I was like, I had a much higher opinion of myself than
that's what I'm talking right there, Tyson. Bottle that up and sell it because that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That feeling right there needs to be felt more often as an adult.
Yeah. But I blamed the sport. I didn't blame myself.
So you learned nothing.
Sports garbage.
Sports ball caters to kids with toe socks.
Yeah. Not toe shoes, dude.
Toe shoes.
Yeah. Anybody who wears toe shoes, first of all, you're like, okay, this is a joke. There's a joke going on here somewhere.
Wow.
Like, are you a five finger toe shoe guy, Danny?
No, but I mean,
let's say you showed up to do trail running and somebody had five finger toe shoes on. It's like, Danny, I'm ready to go.
Not as anti toe shoe as you. I would be like, I can't believe you're about to run in these shoes.
Sure,
like, this
is
going to hurt. I wouldn't think they're a ridiculous moron. I'd be like, that's going to hurt.
I didn't say ridiculous moron. You're the one that said ridiculous moral.
It sounds to me like you were judging this kid pretty hard at the surf shop when he showed up with his toed shoes. So I heard a lot of judgment in your voice when you mentioned.
I think he also had like gloves on to do like grabs and stuff. And this is an indoor pool thing situation.
It'd be interesting if he had shoes on his hands.
He's going to steal your girl. Yeah. He's the one you need to worry about.
Whoa. Do you think that Leo was wearing?
No, Leo does wear like toe shoes. Imagine like a 10-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio. This is what that kid looked like.
Leo does wear a shirt when he goes to the beach and goes into the water, which is weird.
No, but Leo does dad bod pretty hard.
How do you know that?
I'm watching him.
I know so much unnecessary celebrity gossip. Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
A dad shirt. He wears a dad shirt to the beach.
He does.
Is he even a dad?
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, good for him. You know, it's
a major flex if you can pull that off and not care, just like the kid with the toed shoes, Tyson. Yeah.
He must have a lot of pets because that's probably why he can't afford a kid.
But also, why he can't afford to, keep the dad bod at bay because he is a dad to those pets. Because I dad bod pretty hard, but I just like either own it. But sometimes I do wear a dad swim shirt.
What will you be doing with your dad bod this upcoming week, Tyson?
More podcasting, and then I'm going to St. George, Utah for a bros mountain bike trip with some of my high school friends. Half of them are on e-bikes now, so that'll be a chore for me. And I purposely haven't ridden for the last 10 months just so that I'll be on an even playing field with all those guys. And then hot take here, hot news, not hot take, breaking news.
Hot news? Hot breaking hot news?
December 1st, I will be in Ogden, Utah at the Pickler for some pickleball and a Survivor watch party and Q&A with yours truly.
Wow.
So look for that. Yeah, look for that December coming up. 1st? You will have to, I think, register for it because it's indoor and there's only limited spots available. So,
okay.
And then other than that, I don't know, just pickling. Yeah.
Pickling.
Got some pickleball tonight and tomorrow night. And then St. George, Utah, mountain biking with the bros for the weekend. Then I come home and then Rachel goes to Tulum with her.
What is that?
Tulum, Mexico.
Oh.
Influencer's Paradise. Mm-hmm. With her company she works for, and she'll so I'll be single dad in it. She'll be single mom in it this weekend. Then I'll be single dadding it from like Tuesday all the way to Sunday.
Jeez,
yeah, but I can do it. I'm a good dad.
But that
ain't no thing
for you.
Bergen might be late to school every day, but you know, we'll try.
Yeah, it's not that hard. You know, my wife is like, you have to do this, you have to do this. I'm like,
do I have to? Because I think you just got to feed them and, you know, get them to brush their teeth and go to the bathroom once in a while.
We'll be here when you get back. That's all she has to do.
Yeah, we'll be here. Yeah, like as long as you don't have like, you know, some list of things that you just made up that you're doing, it's actually not that difficult.
We'll be here when you get back.
That's not like having a pet.
That's the only requirement is
the house. Will
don't give me a list.
Everybody lived. Good news.
Cool. Yeah. When you put it that way, like it's not daunting at all.
No.
Yeah.
So
you got this.
That's it. Yeah. That's it for me.
Rob.
Yeah, just same old, podcasting away over here. Just a bunch of stuff getting close to moving in a couple of weeks. So we have that we're looking
moving
forward to.
Moving can be a humbling experience.
Yeah, yep. Believe me, I know. This one, I don't think this one's going to be that bad.
Dude, I don't envy you. What about Netflix? You watching any good Netflix shows?
You know, we looked at Shameless this week. My wife had actually, she was a guest on the podcast talking about Shameless, but I only watched the first episode of Shameless. She has seen all 11 seasons, and Chappelle, my co-host, that he had seen about 4 seasons. So we sort of like just talked about like why you should check out Shameless.
I've seen 2 or 3 episodes. that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems good. Nicole's really into it. But we're going to check out this weekend. There's a new movie coming to Netflix starring The Rock and also
Kevin Hart.
It looks like it's going to be really terrible. No, what is it? It's Will Ferrell. Deadpool.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
I think it's The Rock and Ryan Reynolds.
We saw
in one
Nice
movie.
Guy or whatever.
It's supposed to Usher really stink.
Guy?
Yeah.
Free guy. Didn't love that.
Free guy.
So, yeah.
I heard it was people.
I
like
think
that.
Maybe
that
just because we're not gamers. I think it's really targeting the gaming audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So thank you so much for joining us here again for News AF. We'll be back next week with another update on all the world's news. Until then, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.